So you're recording now. Yes.
It's on.
Okay.
And then
awesome.
We're going to have a video camera back there.
Okay.
Also, because Sally requested that.
That's fine.
So you can go ahead and start the video camera, too.
Hi, guys. Go get a handout. Welcome, welcome. Hi, how are you?
My quiet coyote.
How are you, Gail?
I'm blessed.
Tell you what, I saw the bathroom and was like, oh, my gosh, it looks like my coop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Good.
What I do?
You know, Gail, I'm gonna give you a job.
Okay.
I need everyone to put their name on the end of a stick.
Oh, okay, we can do that.
Okay. Good morning. Come on in. Welcome, welcome.
What is it with your hand part? Oh yes.
This is the This is a spit zone, but it's okay. Come on in. Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome, welcome. Come on in. Jesus fills me up with hope and washes me with super soap. This is the donut man. This is 30 years ago. I'm just aging myself right here. Okay. Yeah, whenever put their name, just pop it in there. Come on in. Come on in. When I take a bath, I think about the Lord and how he washed away my sin. Come on in. Up here's my favorite spot. Let me tell you more. So I could smile and world, I am his child. Come on in. Jesus fills me up with hope and washes me with super soap. Woohoo!
Oh, how are you?
Are you gonna stay for lunch or you got to go?
I can't stay for lunch.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay for lunch and I'm gonna
go.
All
right.
Hosanna to the King. The branches of the trees before him. Hosanna. 1 minute, come on in. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is shout Hosanna. Jesus is alive, is alive. Jesus is, shout Hosanna. Rising up to glory, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the, 30 seconds. Live, let's tell the world the story. Hosanna, hi sister.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come.
I had allergies and road closures, but it's okay. I look like a raccoon. My allergies will. Oh. Jumping up and down. Yeah. I mean, this is a great room. Shout Hosanna. I don't know. I feel pretty good. Huh? Say it again. We need another chair, Miss Sally. There might be one right in there. Everyone stand on up. Stand on up and repeat after me. On Jesus. For he cares.
For you.
Cast your burden.
On Jesus.
For he cares.
For you.
Can you think Jamaica for a second? Ready? Come on in.
We're running out of sticks. Woo!
Here we go. Hiya, hiya. Hiya, 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 hiya. Hiya, hiya. Lift Jesus. Hiya, hiya. Hiya, hiya. Oh, good. There's more chairs. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lower, lower. Lower, 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 lower. Stop Satan, lower, 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 lower. Lower, 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 lower. Stop Satan, Lord. Let me hear you. Cast your burden on Jesus. How you guys doing? For he cares for you. Cast your burden on Jesus. For he cares for you. Higher. Higher, 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 higher. Lift Jesus higher, 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 higher. Perfect. Higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lower, lower. Lower, 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 lower. Stop Satan. Lower, 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 lower. Lower, lower. Stop Satan. Lower. Cast your burden on Jesus, for he cares for you. Cast your burden on Jesus, for he cares for you. Lower, 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 lower. Stop Satan. Now you're going to sing this song on the way home. I guarantee it. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Have a seat, have a seat. Father, I come before you as we crowd into this room. And I thank you, Lord, for really Bob Evans. That song is over 30 years old. Just like your word, it endures forever. So, Father, as we come to talk about engaging children from start to finish, I pray that I would decrease as you increase. And Father, I thank you so much for what Pastor Steph shared with us as he set the tone. As really my catchphrase is to fulfill your ministry. And so Father, whatever was going on in our life, spoken or unspoken, would you put it at bay for now? And help us to focus on the little ones of your kingdom. How to engage them, especially after the pandemic, Father. Things have changed, but you haven't. So give us eyes to see, hearts to receive, ears to listen. We confess our need for you, Lord. These little children have eternity in the balance. So Father God, would you use sinners like us? Would you take away, Lord, what is hindering us of moving forward in victory? So today, Lord Father, help us to learn how to engage, to make a difference. And all of God's children said,
amen.
My name is Kelly Romero. I'm coming at you from Norco, California. Woo! Miss Gail has been there. Can I just tell you about these bathrooms right here? I walked in and, okay, it's a new bathroom, right? If you guys don't know, it's a new bathroom. I walked in like, oh? Okay, let me just tell you why. Because the color, I like the color, and let me tell you why. This is me telling you a little about myself. It's the color of my chicken coop. Okay. You know how Pastor Steph was saying sometimes God is going to give you and do new things? Let me just tell you, I was a city girl. Now I got chickens. Okay.
And a mini horse.
That's right. And I have a mini horse, and I got a dog, and then I got a cat that have allergies. It makes my makeup run, but it's okay. I'm here. Okay. So, yeah, praise the Lord. So engaging and connecting with children from start to finish. So, I have been doing this since dirt, as they say, as pastors have 75 years, but I'm still learning with you. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
But I do know is we need to be engaged. So what did I just do for you? As I teach, I'm going to show you. What did I do? I walked around. I sang like a crazy girl over here, right? I came over to you. I'm just not going to be over here and, you know, thus say it, the person at the pulpit. No, I'm going to be with you, right? And then what did I do? I'm engaging with you. I've been looking into your eyes, right? And then I shared a piece of me with you. So you're a little bit closer to me. I do have an Instagram account, The Chick In. If you want to follow, that's fine. It's C-H-I-C-K-I-N-N. So get it? The Chick In, I-N. Anyway, I digress. We need to edit that part out of the video. Okay. But I'm showing you how to teach in your class. The students in your classroom who don't want to engage, you're going to sit way back here. sometimes I put my lectern right here so that, like, they think they're going to get out of it. No. And so engaging children really is important because through the pandemic, they've had a lot of screen time. They've had different things that entertain them. Back in the day, we called it the Jumbotron, right? That would entertain us. So now here I am, just a person in a room. What's going to happen? Some people are going to be even wanting to look at their phones. When you get bored with me, you're going to want to scroll your phone because that's kind of been how we've been groomed since social media and then with the pandemic. So as I come about this, I'm very passionate about it. Can you tell? Okay, I'm very passionate about it. Why? And it's a sobering thought. It's a thing called Sandy Hook. Remember Sandy Hook, that tragedy? And I remember it was on a Monday. You know why? Because I had the TV on and I heard about it. And it was on a Monday because I thought to myself, oh, please, Father, let the Sunday school teachers, my team, I was a children's director for 23 years, let my team, I hope they shared the gospel. Because the next day, heaven met their eyes. Uvalde happened. And I said, oh, Lord, let that Sunday school teacher finish her class, his or her class, by sharing the gospel. Sometimes a craft gets in the way. Sometimes Herbert Tommy gets in the way. Sometimes Debbie Downer gets in the way. Sometimes my personal issues get away and I don't open my lesson. So when I say that eternity lies within you, it does. You may have the key to heaven, because I hate to say this, but they may be shot the next day. Do you want to be that Sunday school teacher? I don't. I didn't want to be that children's director that didn't equip my teachers. So I want you to put your right hand up. I want you to pat yourself on the back and say, thank you, Jesus. Because when you leave here, you're going to get some tools for your tool bag. Are you ready? Ministry, this is a get to, not a have to space. Okay, if you feel you have to get up and teach, or you have to study, or you have... I would reconsider. I would like fast, pray, because then it's not your calling. You get to do this. I have a granddaughter now, and look out for the bougie grandma. Don't you know that I'm going online looking at Maranatha Church, okay, going, they live in San Diego, they're military family. I'm going, what about the preschool? Are they accredited? You know, so you have parents like that, then you have crazy grandparents like me, okay? So as a teacher, you come into your classroom when engagement's going downhill, we are quick to look for the props. Okay. We pull out the random videos. We use time sucking resources and we use overly complex activities that weren't tested or tried. Okay. Anything to keep their attention. Do you notice how I'm yelling?
Yes.
Because I want you to hear me. But then when I talk about something that's sensitive, my voice goes down. Okay, I don't learn that anywhere except just by being in the classroom. So it's okay. And look at how I'm looking at your eyes. Do you know that studies show that before the pandemic, dads particularly only took about 20 minutes a day looking in the eyes of their child? Pandemic's changed that, but keep that in mind, okay? So the first fill-in on our little thing right here is our students are engaged by things, they're engaged by you. So I'm going to go over here and do my oogly googly and see what happens with my little... Is there more handouts? Let me see. I don't have any. I know that Miss Sally I'm sorry, I don't. Oh, here we go. Okay. Yes. You need a handout? If you're with if you have a person with another same church, if you can maybe bless someone else, look at Miss Gail, look at them. Yay, jewels in heaven. Yay, thank you guys. Thank you. Okay, the first little fill in the blank is our students aren't engaged by things, they're engaged by you. Tell your neighbor, they're engaged by you. That's why the best and easiest ways to increase student engagement, they come from you. This is what Proverbs 16:3 says. Depend on the Lord in whatever you go, and your plans will succeed. Depend on the what?
Lord.
Depend on the video, depend on the music, depend on the curriculum. No, depend on the Lord. Okay? Your time with the Lord is sacred. Okay? It's like your time brushing your teeth, or for me, putting on makeup, or okay? Your time with the Lord is sacred. Guard it. Okay? So when you engage people in your classroom, you have to make your time meaningful. Okay? In aiming for full engagement, it's essential that students perceive activities as being meaningful. You're here because you're going to have a takeaway. You're here because you need what I'm going to tell you, right? The students should feel that way as well, okay? So according to 3plearning.com, research has shown that if students do not consider a learning activity worthy of their time and effort, they start to scroll on their phones. No, I'm just kidding.
They do.
Well, they might not engage satisfactorily, might even disengage, okay? I don't like that word, disengage. I don't like that because you can tell I'm an 8 on the Enneagram. I'm like, oh, someone listen to me. I'm talking to you, okay? Same thing with our classroom. To ensure that activities are personally meaningful, know your lesson. Tell your neighbor, know your lesson. So how do you know what you'll be teaching? You start studying early, okay? Resist putting it off. Can I just tell you? Because little Johnny's going to get a cold. You know, you're going to get a leak in the plumbing. My chickens are going to get out, okay? Something's going to happen. It's always something because we have the enemy that wants to distract you from your calling, okay? And he's going to distract you in the little things. Like for me, the 91 ramp was closed off the 15th. Yeah. Okay. And I went on Caltrans last night. Don't you think I'm going to yelp Caltrans? You were like disappointed because I was like, okay, what's going on? They didn't tell me, but I digress. Okay. Start studying early. If you can answer these four questions, you're good to go. So you see those four questions? I would put them like in your Bible. You answer this. How do you know your lesson real quick? You ask yourself this. What do they need to know? Why do they need to know it? What do they need to do? And why do they need to do it? Okay? If you can answer those, you're kumbaya. You're good. Okay? And in this space, we vow to. So this is something I just learned. I'm also a certified leadership coach with INCM, International Children's Ministries. They're the ones that put on CPC. And I learned this because I'm a lifelong learner. Even though I've been in ministry 32 years, I am still learning, okay? And our friend says this. He says, in this space, this is what we want to do in this space. If I'm your teachers. Good morning, everybody. How's everyone doing? I'm Miss Kelly. Sit down. Here we go. Get your Bible. Pop, 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 boom. I'm going to say, in this space, we're going to do this. We're going to think something good. Repeat after me. Think something good. See something good.
Say something good.
And
do something good.
We're gonna think something good.
See something good.
Say something good.
And do something good.
That's your motto. Okay, so now you create anticipation. So I've compiled 10 essential strategies from my own experiences, insights, that so you can help generate lasting engagement. Okay, so here we go. Number one, look at me, my handy dandy Pastor Steph. I'm using PowerPoint. I know, yay me! And I bought this Amazon $9. Okay, what do they need to know? Why do they need to know it? What do they need to do? And why do they need to do it? Depend on who?
The Lord.
Amen. So number one. In order to engage your Sunday school, be personable, okay? Relationships and rapport are pillars of lasting engagement. And you can't have either without being a bit personable. This means getting to know your students and letting them get to know you. While enthusiasm for learning content may ebb and flow, your smile, laughter, conversation will engage students every time they walk through your classroom door. So check it out. Be personable. So this is me being personable with you. This is back when I was children's director, I went to lunch. It was lunches with Miss Kelly. Okay. This is like when I had a flip phone. Ha! Okay. So that's why the pictures aren't too good. But this is me in kindergarten. And I think this is me. Oh, my mom put, Oh, kindergarten, nursery school. So here's a picture of me. So if I was teaching Sunday school people, my dad used to go like this when I was, he would go like this so my nose wouldn't be flat. But anyway, it's okay. Filipino joke. Filipino joke. So this is me. So you kind of get to see me. And when you do this to your fifth graders, if you show a picture of you're in fifth grade, they're going to go, Miss Kelly, you're in fifth grade? It's just, it's mind boggling. But I'm giving them a piece of me. I also show them my own kids. Sometimes as my kids got older, I would have them help me, like in Awana or whatever, okay? So here's some things you could do. Remember their name, okay, and the names of their parents. Hopefully you have a roster. Bring a photo of yourself at that age that you're teaching. Share photos of your own children. Mail them encouraging notes. Email their parents or text them an encouraging note. Attend a game or recital. Remember their birthday, okay? All these are some. I guarantee you do this. By a month in, 2 months in, you're going to have, oh, hi, Miss Sue, how are you doing? Or Miss Carol, how are you? Just sit by me, Miss Carol. You're going to have that going on, okay? You're going to be engaged. The other thing, so number one, how to engage is to be personable. Number two, with my handy dandy gadget, ready, go. Gamify learning. Can you say that with me? Gamify. Okay, and we're going to do that right now. I need someone who didn't brush their teeth to come on, step up. Oh, no. I'm just playing. See how you went that? I need someone who lives in Long Beach to raise your hand. Okay, I see you with the light blue. Come on up. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You have an injury. Did you win, though? I'm just playing. Okay. How about this? You, cutie pie with the curly hair. Come on up. What's your name, Jacqueline?
Jocelyn.
Jocelyn. See, I got glasses on. Still can't read. Everyone say, hi, Jocelyn.
Hi, Jocelyn.
And then I need someone who's ridden a horse before. Oh, come on up. Yep. Come on up. And that is my friend, Miss Pat. Everyone say, good morning, Miss Pat. Do you notice how I said her name?
Yep.
So whenever you're in the classroom, say their names, okay? So I'm going to gamify learning. Just stand there, look so pretty like you are, okay? Now, games are the most powerful source of engagement outside of the class. They're equally effective during and driving engagement for learning, okay? Everybody wants to win most of the time, okay? 75% of them. You have your introverts, but that's okay. So kids like to be right, and when they thrive on giving the answer, here's some engaging activities to consider. Google minute to win at games. This is where I got it from. Winner gets to win something, or winner gets to recite the memory verse, winner gets to do the PowerPoint. Winner, do you feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you could do a minute to win a game. And this minute to win a game is super, super simple, Pat. Okay. It is a race. So whoever can go ahead and stack their cups quickly to have that color, purple or green, be on top first is the winner. How easy is that, right? I think it's $2.99 for cups, right? So you get to say ready. You get to say go when I count to three, and we're gonna see if Jocelyn or Pat is the winner. You guys understand the rules?
Yes.
So we're gonna try to get this that under. Yep. Uh-huh. And you only have to do one cup at a time. Sometimes people cheat. Yes. But I can just tell you this right now: if you have a cheater, that's a good talking point.
Yes.
To stop and say, Miss Pat. Is it kind to cheat? Is it fair to cheat? Did you feel, God gives you all those opportunities. Okay, so one, two, three, go! Bum, bum, ba-dum, ba-bum, ba-dum, ba-bum, ba-dum, ba-bum, 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 ba-dum, ba-bum. It's okay, they can drop. Bum, ba-dum, ba-bum, bum, bum, ba-dum, ba-bum. Who's in the lead? Okay, I can see it. I can see it. All you guys are watching, watch this, yep. Bum bum, ba-dum bum bum, ba-dum bum bum, ba-dum bum bum, bum 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 bum, ba-dum bum bum. Ah! Wait! Who was it?
It was a tie.
It was a tie? Okay, Miss Pat, here's some low-calorie white chocolate caramels that you can share with Jocelyn. Make sure you share those with her, okay? Good. Give them a round of applause. Woo-hoo-hoo. A round of applause. Give them a big hand. Get it? Okay, there we go. So gamify learning, gamify learning, gamify learning, gamify learning. And you learn, I love, I mean, the internet now, I used to look in books, now I just Google it. Can I get an amen? So gamify learning, and this right here is when I went to Pastor Steph's church and I helped train, and they had just paper cups, the books of the Bible, tried to put those in order. Okay, super, super easy. You could leave them in the cabinet. So gamify learning. So number one is be personable. Number two is gamify learning. That's how you can engage children from start to finish. The third one is fill in dead time. Fill in what?
Dead time.
You know the time where you're trying to find your stuff. You know the time where you go to do the tech and it's not working. You know the time, right? Yeah. Okay. Dead time is any point in the lesson where students are left without something to do. You might be handing out a worksheet, getting something to do, doing your setup, or waiting interminably for a video to load. These are the brief windows that leave just enough time for students to tune out, after which time it can be very difficult to get them back, okay? Fill these blank spaces with low order activities to hold students' attention. These should be quick, easy, okay? For example, think, pair, share. Students can reflect on something, discuss with a partner, and then share the rest of the class. So, for example, if the video's not gonna load, I'm gonna say, turn to your partner and tell them your three favorite foods, right? You could do that. Yeah. Turn to your partner and tell them, like, your three favorite colors, or turn to your partner, what makes you angry? Okay? So you could do that while this is loading, okay? The other thing is quick write. I would tell you guys, write down three questions or points that have been raised by the lesson so far. This is basically for your fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. But basically, think about, you have a question from last week, or do you have a question moving forward? Have them write a question out for you, okay? These can come straight from the curriculum. Or if you're with the older children, what I know already, because you know they already talked about Noah and the Ark, right? Right? Or they already talked about Job. Well, if Miss Kelly, don't we already did this? Well, then write down, make sure I know what I'm doing, and write down some points from it. Okay? And also, they can use, see this thing, it's called Gabbit. And actually Pastor Steph tells me on your, they have this on the app on the phone. So this is on eBay now, and it's about $20. And it is, they ask open-ended questions. This is for filling in dead time when your pastor goes over. Not that they ever go over, okay? So I say, okay, row number one, pick a color. Carol, pick a color. Purple, listen up.
What's the most fun you've ever had with your family?
What's the most fun you've ever had with your family? That's pretty good. Hi, Allison, can you pick a color?
Red,
listen up, what if? If you can change one thing about your school or your work, what would it be? So see, these are open-ended questions. This is great. I like to close my time with the kids with 5 minutes of this because they love it. And guess what? I get to know them. So when I know that they like pepperoni pizza, that's a great thing. Because it talks about it. If I know what they want to be when they grow up, I get that information and I get to engage with them later on. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So there's Gabbit, and that's also on it. They sell them now on eBay. Okay, so the third thing we did was fill in dead time. The fourth thing to engage students from start to finish is encourage children to present and share work regularly. Giving children a regular opportunity to share their thoughts and demonstrate learning in front of their peers drives engagement. Okay, it makes students accountable, and it lets them hear from someone other than the teacher. I like names in a cup when my class, it's like 3:00 and they're won't 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 and they're like tuning out. I had Miss Gail put some names in a cup, okay? I'm gonna ask you guys this. What's your guess what we're gonna have lunch for lunch today? What's your guess? Oh, no one's gonna answer? Okay, so let me go ahead and pull this out. Okay, Donna. Where's Donna? Hi, Donna, what do you think we're gonna have for lunch? What's your guess?
Sandwiches,
very, very good. Okay, let me just let you revisit this. When I put my hand in here, what were you thinking? You're gonna, oh please, dear Jesus, don't let her pick me. Oh please. But see, what happened is I got your attention. See, if I do this again, and so you guys are wondering what you're going to ask, you want that level of stress that high. Because why? They're engaged. You're tricking them, but it's okay. Don't tell anybody. You're just, it's the name in a cup. Name in a cup, okay? If the kids in your class quiver in the fear of the thought of speaking in front of the class, combine presentations with group work, like you four do this, okay? Or you, this table. They could do, they could present a task with a group. Let students share each other's work within smaller groups. Okay, let students read or present their work while sitting down. Sometimes people stand up, you know, stand up and tell me, you have them sit down if you want. Ask for one contribution from each group after a discussion. And I just put down the names on a cup. Okay, encourage children to present and work regularly. This is what I say. I'm teaching them to be me. I'm teaching them to be a Sunday school teacher. That's what I want them to do. So I want to train them. And they know when I use my my friend Scruffy, they know. So I train them as well, because you get a reputation with these children. They already know what you're going to do. Oh, Miss Kelly, I saw that again. I always say, well, make sure I'm doing it right. You know. So number four, the way that we can encourage children from start to finish is to encourage children to present and share regularly. Number five would be read the room. Okay, read the room. You have to put on your little feelers, if you will, okay? You have to know when your class is done and they need to move on. It's typically when they start, but when they start doing this, you know, Pokey Patty and Turbo Tommy and yeah, they start to do all this. That's when you get that duct tape out. No, I'm just kidding. But that's when you know. So it's funny because this is an example of me teaching, and see how I'm standing up, okay? I was teaching, even though we did a little activity standing up. Usually, like, go back to your seat. No, I just started teaching when they're standing around me, okay? Another thing, this is me with Pastor Steph here in El Salvador. This picture, it's funny, was I was scrolling through. That's me reading the room. I'm looking at the room going, when I answered, I need to keep it a little bit short, okay? I was like, oh my gosh, I know what I was doing. I was reading the room, okay? Same thing when you're teaching. When I'm here, I have to know and understand when I need to read the room. If you're not good at it, if you intently practice it, I promise that the Lord will help you achieve it, okay? It's very, very important. Embrace flexibility and being over-prepared is key, okay? If you are needily losing students to doodling, off-topic chatter, it's time to shake things up. Okay, turn the page with me. Cut the activity short if it's dragging. Clarify instructions if there's confusion, or switch to a more student-centered activity for greater engagement. I know what you're saying, but I spent an hour on this activity. I need to finish this activity. So it is so not about you. Tell your neighbor it's not about you. Okay? The Holy Spirit is going to put in their heart what they need to take away from your classroom. You don't have to make sure. Okay? You don't have to make sure. Trust that He's gifted you. And also, if you have prepared for your Sunday school class, let me just say that again. If you have opened up your curriculum, not on Saturday night. If you have prepared, you're going to have a confidence. Can you tell that I'm confident today? Because let me tell you, I studied. Okay? Now, my calendar would be different if I just did it 10 o'clock last night, don't you think? They could see that with you. Oh, Tuber Tommy smells it. He goes like this. Oh, this is going to be a fun day. Okay? So, being over-prepared helps that. Can you get an amen?
Amen.
So read the room to help engage students from start to finish. The sixth one is ask good questions. Okay. And for my friends at the end, you can come. I have some examples of asking good questions. Okay. Ask good questions of your students and you'll drive rich, engaging discussions that are open to everyone. Okay, so this does pertain to probably third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade, okay? But good questions should be open-ended. Avoid yes or no, okay? Like, with my husband, how was work today? Fine. Okay, right. So I say, what was the best part of your day? Right? How was school? Fine. No. Alyssa, who did you sit by today at lunch? Okay, I just say, who got in trouble today? Okay. Ask open-ended questions that cause them to use more than a yes or no. Okay? And there are lots of examples. Ask legitimate questions. Ask because you want to hear the student's thoughts and opinions, not because you're fishing for a correct answer. Okay? They know that. Okay? So it's a legitimate. I want to hear the thoughts. Well, what do you think about Noah and faithfulness? Okay? How do you think you could be faithful this week as you do your homework? How can you be faithful when you take a test and you know Susie, he gets them all right sitting next to you and you're not going to look over there? How could you be faithful? And then have them pair share, right? That gets them engaged. When you're in your Sunday school class, you're not the only one that has to talk. They get to talk too. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
When students ask a question, engage with their response with like a thank you, okay? Use the same tone. And let me just do this right now. I need you to grab a partner, and I want you to tell me three things. Tell me what makes a home feel welcomed, comfortable, okay? And then tell me three things, what makes a home feel uncomfortable, okay? So when I say holy guacamole, I want you to start, okay? When I say holy guacamole, I want you to start. So I want you to pair up three things that make a home welcome, three things that make a home feel unwelcome, okay? Ready, set, go. Hold up, coyotes up. Coyotes up. Coyotes up. Boys and girls, when the coyote's up, his ears, oh, coyote's up. This is the hardest ever. Who can whistle? Wow, this is coyote's up. This, in my 30 years, this has been the hardest class. Wow. I'll never forget you. When that coyote's up, his ears are open, his mouths are closed. The instructions were this. When I said holy guacamole, I didn't say holy guacamole. I said go. If you expect your students, coyotes up, if you expect your students to listen, we have to be good listeners too. Don't hate me or throw something at me, but there you go. Now check it out. See how the stress level's up? You're waiting for me to say those two magic words. Try that with your classroom. You'll be more engaged and they'll pay more attention. Holy guacamole. You have 1 minute. How's Peggy?
So it's all about smell.
Oh. Fifteen seconds. Coyotes. I like the way the right side has done. Well done, boys and girls. Good job. The question was, what makes a home feel comfortable? Connie, who was your partner? What's your name?
Becky.
Hi, Becky. Connie, what did Becky say? What makes a comfortable home?
We agreed on like sitting together, having a meal, talking to our children, talking to our other.
Thank you.
Family members.
Alicia, mm-hmm. Who was your partner? Amal? Hi, Amal. Alicia, what did a mall say?
For a comfortable?
For a comfortable home.
Smile, offer you to sit down and make you feel comfortable.
Thank you. Jocelyn, who was your partner?
Ashley.
What did Ashley say?
Welcoming scent.
Thank you. Sandy, hi. Who was your partner?
Lisa and Mary.
Mary, what did Mary say? Thank you. Okay, let me stop her here. I just showed you what to do, okay? With each answer, I want to say, yes, like food tacos. Give me some tacos, girl. Okay, but see, I didn't get excited by their answer. You know why? Because I wanted you to feel comfortable with your answer. If I'm excited about Susie's answer, yes. Joey back there is going, well, what I'm going to say, she ain't going to get excited. So I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
So what did I say after?
I said, thank you.
Inside, I'm bubbling up. I'm like, oh, yes, that's good scent. Yes. Ooh. Now, that is a learned skill because I'm bougie and extra. I'm like, yes. But I have to, because why? I want the room to be a safe place. Okay. Now, you notice how I'm walking around. When I get close to Carol, her senses go up like, oh, what's happening? What's going on? Because I'm close to her. Okay. Well, if I go over here, okay, here she comes. Uh-oh. And that raises something inside of you. Like they have to pay attention a little bit more, right? You want that in your classroom. Hopefully you have a parent helper in there, but you want to raise that in there. Okay. So ask good questions. That was a little activity by Tim Bedley. I've used that for over 20 years regarding pair sharing and having them listen. Can I get amen? Okay, so ask good questions. That's a way to engage children from start to finish. The next one is allow for think time. Allow for what?
Think.
Okay. And gratifying to see hands shoot up as soon as you ask a question. It's gratifying, isn't it? It's like, look at me, I'm a good teacher. They're going to ask. Uh-uh. It is not about you, okay? But letting your students think it over has two benefits. Sometimes people don't like the silence. See how uncomfortable you are? It's uncomfortable, isn't it? Okay? It's uncomfortable. But let me show you this. Put your hands together like this. Okay? Now, move your thumbs over. Ooh, that doesn't feel good. Put it back. Oh, that feels better, huh? This represents what you do all the time. Switch it over. This represents something new. I guarantee if you hold your thumbs the opposite way for 5 hours, this will become familiar and comfortable. So what the uncomfortable thing is this, the new skill that you're learning today, sit in the silence, let it stew. Sometimes children have to process all the words that you just asked them. When they shoot up, yay for you, know-it-all Mary, yay, okay? Okay, that's fine. But give the other children, and they're gonna notice that you just don't always call them the one that knows all the answers. They'll know it, okay? So allow for think time. Now, if it's super, super, super quiet, no one's ever checked out, use names in a cup. Okay? Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So allow for think time. The next thing to do to get to engage your children from start to finish is get your class moving, okay? If you students struggle to sit for an entire lesson, get them moving. All that pent-up energy can be channeled into learning activity that puts them on their feet. Have students come to the front. What did I do with that game? They came to the front, right? What did I do when you walked in here? I had you stand up and sing a song. I started to engage you, okay? Have students rotate through different stations. If you have different stations set up, like Bible time or craft time, whatever. Even if it's a small room, you can still move around. Have students split into groups, take a stand. Have students move to a particular area of the room to indicate their thoughts. Everyone who thinks this, I should dye my hair red, stand on this part of the room. Everyone thinks I could dye my hair blonde, stand on this part of the room. See that? So you can use those type of engagement, that physical activity to get your class moving, okay? this is my friend Jermaine Manor, and he taught a class, The Art of Improvisation, okay? Now, he does a zip zop, okay? And it's a question. So I'm gonna say, what was the name of Jesus' mother?
Mary.
And then you're gonna go, Mary. Okay, I'll do it again. See, this is what happens when I get put online. Hang on 1 second. Someone give me a good question of Jesus Christ. See what happens? We get all scared. Well, what was the first miracle? Good. But you're going to go like this with me, right? Okay. Good. Okay. So what was the name of Jesus' mother?
Mary.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Those type of things. Zip. It's called zip zop. Okay. Another one is I could go. Okay, I used to be a cheerleader. Imagine that, right? But Kelly, okay? Kelly, that's my name. Carol, what's your name? Give me a movement.
Carol, I'm going to do the same thing.
That's fine. Good. What's your name?
Carol.
Carol. What's my name? Kelly. Oh, you're Carol, too. Look at you, girl. Oh! Oh, winner! Oh, sorry. You weren't supposed to do that. Thank you. I tell you, it's hard. But she went, Carol. Okay? I love that. So you can go around the room, and you can... Kelly. She goes, Carol. You know? And you could go around the room. Also, I love when other students know the name of the people in their classroom. Okay? That helps us. So that's another thing that he taught. I don't know what to do on paper. Oh, here it is. So get your class moving, okay? It's impossible to have every student engaged 100% of the time, but the next best thing we could do is notice disengagement and respond to it quickly, okay? So don't just die on that, I got to get through this craft, I got to get through this. If it needs to stop, you have permission. Move on. Can I get an amen? Amen. Okay. Got your class moving, and the ninth one that I have, we're almost done. Oh, let me give you some other things. The echo game. Let me do it with the echo game. Okay. Activity where students echo mimic what is being said or done. You turn on the echo. Child can only talk when the echo's on. Turn off the echo. Contain the lesson. If they still want to play the game, try saying if we complete our scripture memory game or finish answering the rest of the Bible story questions, we can revisit this fun game. So this is what you do. Echo on. So Allison, you get to mimic me. Go Jesus, go Jesus, go Jesus.
Go Jesus, go Jesus, go Jesus.
Echo off, good. Echo on, Carol. Cast your burden on Jesus. Echo on.
Cast your burden on Jesus.
Okay, see how you guys are all watching? Echo off. Echo on, echo off. Okay, if you need clarity on this, because I'm zipping by, you can email me, text me, call me, okay? I'd be glad to do that, but it's kind of fun. Echo on, zip, zop, and then your name game. Can I get an amen? Okay, the ninth one is have fun. Can you have fun, please? Please have fun. So when I count to three, I want you to say, hello, Scruffy. One, two, three.
Hey.
Oh, you're having a bad ear day, aren't you? But I'm bumped. Okay. Yeah, what's that? Oh, you're sad today? You said you were sorry? But they didn't forgive you? Oh, boys and girls, does that happen to you too? Yep. Well, I think your heart needs to be checked. Oh, you think Jenny needs to check your heart? Okay, Jenny, can you come on up? Everyone say, hi, Jenny.
Hi, Jenny.
So this way the boys and girls get to know who Jenny is. Can you stick your hand out? Because we never, never, ever go up to a dog or an animal without them smelling you first and ask their owner. She smells like coffee? That's okay. Well, I'll do. It's all right. Okay. So he's sad, and I'm sad because it fell out. This is what happens. Oh, here it is. Okay. We're going to pretend you took it out. Okay. There's something in her heart. Oh, what's that? Show the boys and girls. What is that?
Score.
So what do you, what, oh, okay, so score. What's that? What? Okay. Jenny, go ahead and have a seat. Everyone say, thank you, Jenny. You can give me the, don't you leave with my chocolate. Score. What's that? They're keeping score? They're keeping score how many times you're saying you're sorry? Boys and girls, is that right?
No.
No. When you say you're sorry, hopefully they forgive you what? The first time? But they're keeping score. How does it make you feel? Boys and girls, what would help Scruffy feel better?
A scoreboard.
A scoreboard. Open that bad boy up. What would make him feel better? So the boys and girls answer, and they answer. And so in here, I have a lot of stuff in here. Can you tell? Scruffy, do you know that Jesus is your lifesaver? Did you know that? Pray to Jesus, and he will give you the answer, and he will heal that hurt heart. So I take away the negative. I put in the positive, okay? This is Darcy May's puppet with a heart. And I use a lot of things. Take 5 minutes. Are they confused? Feisty. They could be feisty. You're on a rocky road. Okay. You're a princess. Okay. So you take out the negative and you put in the positive. I put back in scripture a lot. Okay. When boys and girls read scripture, it does not return void. Okay. So I put scripture in there. So the thing is, number 9 is have fun. You want them to come back. You want them to anticipate. When I'm in Miss Kelly's class or Miss Carol's class, oh, I'm going to leave her. I know I'm going to have fun. Can I get an amen? The 10th one is make worship time engaging. Okay, so let me show you this. I'm going to ask you a question. What did you notice? Yes, Ashley.
A lot of active engagement.
Thank you. What did you notice?
At once.
Yes.
They're all standing up.
Thank you. Yes, Pat.
When they said soul, they raised their hand.
Thank you. Yes, Linda.
Leaders are also participating.
Thank you. Yep. Yep. So make worship time engaging. Worship time isn't about the leader sitting off to me. They're engaged too. Why? Because they're going to watch Miss Kelly. How's Miss Kelly doing Jesus? She going like this? She going like that? Okay. So I gave you an example when you walked in here how to engage, didn't I? I knew the song. I knew the motions. I knew what was next. Okay. So make worship time engaging. So to review, woo! I didn't think I was get this in, but we did, okay? Be personable, gamify learning, fill dead time, encourage children to present, share regularly, read the room, ask good questions, allow for think time, get your class moving, have fun, make worship time engaging. Woo! If I don't ever see you again, I pray that you fulfill your ministry. I pray when the enemy comes and rips you off with bad news, with the death, with estrangement, with the sickness, that you'll know who you serve. Because last time I checked, we could do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
Can you pinky promise me that you're going to be like John the Baptist? Remember how he's dunking people? And then he looked and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." And he pointed those people to Jesus. I pray today that you were pointed to Jesus and that you would know your talents, your giftedness, and you have more tools in your tool belt, okay, to usher these children into a relationship with Jesus. Text those parents. How can I pray for Susie today? Text them, okay? Follow up. Go to a game. Go to a recital. It's about relationship. Okay, I'm going to be talking about that more in the next thing that I'm teaching. Okay. Was this helpful?
Yes.
Can I have a thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yes.
Should I teach this again?
Yes.
Okay. This is called a measurement. Okay? This is called a measurement. Because I don't want to do something if it's not helpful. Does that, right? So, as I look into your eyes, I want to thank you for choosing to serve Jesus as we go forward together. Shall we pray? Put your hands up high in the sky. Down to your heart. We're going to close our eyes because that's how we show respect to Jesus, boys and girls. We're going to close our eyes. We don't close our eyes when we're driving and praying. Okay. Father, I come before you as we end our time together, and I pray that these men and women do have some extra tools for the tool bag. Father, I pray that they would have a point of view as they may be the last one to share the gospel with them in their life. With all this school drama going on, thank you, Lord, that we have 90 minutes every Sunday or Wednesday or whenever they come to into release time. You have given us an opportunity to share you. Let us be ones that prepared. Let us be ones that know your word. And Father, in those times we fall short, Holy Spirit, would you come and be the advocate you came to be? We confess our utmost need for you in and out of season when we teach. We confess, Lord, that we need to depend on you more. Father, your word is talking about endure. Your word is saying fulfill and then be that evangelist. Father, thank you that you've given us the opportunity. So I thank you that I came all the way from Norco to be with my new friends, like-minded people, to share that they get to change a child's life for eternity. What an honor. What a privilege, Lord Father. Would you bless them, Lord? Would you have them review what they need to review in this, and so that you can help them now apply the truths that they just were taught? We thank you, Father, for using sinners like us. And all of God's children said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Go be great.
Amen. Thank you.
Welcome. Hi. What do you need?
What are the new QR codes?
That's my website, and then I wrote a book, Goodbye Isn't Forever.
Oh.
You could.
Is this about that?
I'm a military grandma, and so I just want to. I'm a grandma, and I want to make sure. Thank you. That she remembers me, so I wrote her a book.
Hey, lady.
Will this work?
Yeah. Just take in your photos. I'll show you. In your photos, sister, you're going to line it up. See that? And then it's going to take you to the website. Kelly Romero.
Okay. So I do.
So then.
Turn this on.
Yeah.